Daddy heard my asking but didn't answer straight away. He stared over Charlie's head at the road home, instead of looking at me, like he always did when we talked. "My mama's name was Hattie." He cleared his throat. "And there wasn't a finer," and cleared it again. Mama stopped her humming. "There wasn't a finer woman in Louisiana than my mama." I tried again. What was she like? We rode on, bumping down the road. Finally, Daddy said soft, "Don't remember much of her. She was gone when I was younger than you is now. But I remember her hands. They were always warm and soft, too. Hard as she worked, they stayed soft." "What about your daddy?" I asked him again. "That's enough questions now, Letty," Mama said from behind. But Daddy said, "No, her asking is natural. Funny. Don't remember my daddy as much as I do my mama. They took him early one morning. He was there when I went to sleep, gone when I woke. We had to watch our mama carry on working, caring for us, without our daddy, acting like it didn't matter to her none. He was sold off in the night like he was nothing, to nobody, till they took her too. Then, my two sisters, my baby sister one year, my older one the next." "Whoa there," Daddy told Charlie and Titus in front of our cabin. My brothers, Elijah and Silas, jumped down from the wagon, racing each other to the front door. Mama reached her hand to me and I got down. But my daddy stayed sitting, his eyes closed now. I don't think it was because he was trying to remember what his mama and daddy were like when he was young like me. I think it was because he was trying to not let me see him crying.